We're up to Zayin Amid Beis. Amalei Rab Yitzchak l'Rab Nachman, my time lo yosima lebei knishte. Why didn't you come to shul? It's luye to dav. Amalei lo yachilna. I couldn't come. Zakrashi tosh koichi. I was weak. I couldn't come. Amalei lechanfei lemar asor avelitzli. No, you couldn't come to shul, so you should have made a minyan in your house. Amalei tricheli milse. It's a tirche. Others say pshat it was a tirche for him to get together 10 people. Others say tricheli milse would be a tirche for the 10 people to come to me. So he didn't want to be matriach the people to come. Someone told me they once went over to the stiplers, the Chayne Levroche, and they told them, it was Shvertim to go to Minyan, that they should make a Minyan in his house. So the stipler said, Shtel sich vor, if all the Zakenim would have a Minyan in their house, the shuls would be empty. This is a luxury. Al Kaponim Tricheli Milsa was a tirche to get together 10 people. V'leima leimah l'shlucha de tzibure, v'idne de matzli tzibure leise v'loide. Tzal koponim, he should tell the shliach tzibur, why he dafke wanted the shliach tzibur, I couldn't figure out. But al koponim, the shliach tzibur should come v'idne de matzli tzibure, when the tzibur is davening Shemayne Esrei, leisi v'loidi mar, he should tell them now the tzibur is davening Shemayne Esrei, so koponim, you should also daven there. Amalei mai kuli hai, what's the ganze godless that I should daven Shemayne Esrei when the tzibur is davening? Amalei dama rab yoichene mishum rab shimim ben yoichoi, mai dechsi v'ani svilosi l'cho Hashem eis rotzei. David HaMelech says, Tfilosi, Atfilas Yochit, Locho Hashem, when was he mispalul? Atfilas Yochit, Eis Rotzein, when it was an Eis Rotzein. Eimosai Eis Rotzein, when is it an Eis Rotzein? Bishor Sheh Tzibur mispalulim. When the Tzibur is mispalul, that is an Eis Rotzein, and then David HaMelech, that's man David HaMelech was boicher to be mispalo. Rab Yosi b'Rab Chanina Omar Meyoche. Koi Omar Hashem be'eis rotzoin ani sicho. I answered you in the eis rotzoin. As again, we have here a loshin yochid, ani sicho. That's what the Marsha says. So even a yochid is nene be'eis rotzoin. Rabache b'Rabbi Chanina Omar Meyoche. Rabache b'Rabbi Chanina said a third posik, Heinkel Kabir v'lo Yimos. So Rashi says, what's the Eis Rotzein? Rashi says, Alma Yesho Shehi Shel Rotzein. This is a Shoh of Rotzein. Kabir lo Yimos. Tfilas HaRabim lo Yimos. The Rabbeinu Shloilom will not be Memayis Tfilas HaRabim. The Tzlach brings down a Tosfos Avodah Zarah Daf Daled Amud Beis. Tosfos says as follows: Perish Rabbeinu Tam, Ha de Mashme de Mahani, Afilu Kshatzibur Mispalalim B'Mokei Macher. Tosfos brings down from our Gemara that it seems it would help that even though there's a Tzibur someplace else, and he is not davening with the tzibur, he's davening in a different place, it helps that he's davening b'shas when the tzibur is davening. So Taisva says, "Hainu deloy matchi." That means his tefillah will not be pushed away. We'll explain this soon. That's what it means. Avol eino nishmas. This is a lashon of Taisva, but the tefillah won't be niskabel. Elo b'mokayim shahatzibur mispalalim. Kabbalas atfila is if he's davening together with the tzibur. So Taisvis makes two categories. If he's davening at the same time that a tzibur is davening, loy matchi, it's not pushed away, the tefillah. But it's not niskabel only b'mokim sh'atzibur mispalalim. Kedom rinan, Taisus brings down a gemara in brachas, which we don't have, such a nusach, ein tefillosoi shel odom nishmas elo im hatzibur. We had elo b'beis haknesses. The Tavke told b'mokim rinan sham tei tefillah. And Taisus had a girse, ein tefillosoi shel odom nishmas, his tefillah will not be heard, only im hatzibur, he's davening together with hatzibur. So Taisus says, it says over here, there's an eighth rosein. So Taisus says, that means loidochi. His tefillah is not pushed away. I saw the stipler in Avodah Zorah, he brings down a machzis ha-shekel and simin tzaddik, sifkot niyudzayin. So Taisus says, there's two types of tefillahs. There's a tefillah that's loidochi, and there's a tefillah that's nishmas. So what does that mean? So the Machzis HaShekel says something very interesting, but the stipler wishes to disagree with him, but I'll upon him, let's see what the Machzis HaShekel says. So the Machzis HaShekel says as follows. Eino nidachas, the tefillah is not pushed away, rotzo loima, shaha tefillah mikubel berotzoin lamailo, the tefillah is accepted, the yikabel olas choroi, and he'll get schar for tefillah. That's called hidavin. Kemoi she mekabel schar al kol ha-mitzvah. Just like a person does any other mitzvah, he'll get schar. So here the tefillah is niskabel. This is a tefillah that is accepted by lemaila. So he'll get schar for the mitzvah of tefillah. Avol ein memalenes bakoshosoi. But there's no guarantee that we'll listen to what he's saying, that he'll get results. Abel, there it means nishmas kavanosom shen nismale bakoshosoi. The request he put in is accepted, and it will be answered. So Taisvis and Avodah Zorah says, that if there's a tefillah together with the tzibur, so then the tefillah is nishmas. He brings from the Shloka Kodesh, we see someone is davening with the tzibur, the tefillah is not niskabel. That doesn't mean anything. That means the tefillah was niskabel. The oif and how it was niskabel, that the Rabbi Yisrael Meis is chashbainis. But the tefillah was niskabel, and he'll get kater shemei tefillah's kolpeh, and he'll be answered for the tefillah to the best of what's the best for him. But if he's davening alone, v'shor sh'atzibur mispalalim, so then, pshat is, it's niskabel the tefillah, it has a shame tefillah, he gets chav for the tefillah, but there's no guarantee that it is nishmas. That's what Tosfos says in Avodah Zorah. So the Tzlach says, that is pshat in this third drosha. The third drosha is, hein keil kabir, a tefillas rabim, when there's a tefillas rabim, lo yimos, he won't be memayis the tefillas yochid. Like this, lo yimos is not so encouraging. Lo yimos. So the Tzlach says the lo yimos is going on the yochid. As long as there's a rabim that's davening now, is lo yimos, the Rebbein Shlom will not be memayis the tefillas yochid, and it's niskabel, it has a shame tefillah. That's pshat the loshin of lo yimos. I hear a shtikel ha'ora on the slach, because the tzach had a kasha, what's loyimos? Loyimos isn't, so he says, loyimos won't be memayis his tefillah, the tefillah sayochid. L'chayre, the mandiyama we had before, kayamar Hashem be'eis rotzayn anisicha. Anisicha l'chayre means that the tefillah is answered. Not only that he has Hashem tefillah, anisicha l'chayre means tefillosay nishmas, there's an aniyah. So I don't know how that stims with the Tzlach, or how that stims with Tosfos and Avodah Zorah, unless there's a machlokes amoraim. Rabbi Chanina Taka holds its nishmas also, and then Tosfos is going according, could be, Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina holds its nishmas, and Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Acha Rabbi Chanina holds its not nishmas, only loyimos. But l'chayre, the posik anisicha would seem that the tefillah is niskabel. But let us look at Rashi. Rashi did not learn like the Tzlach. Rashi says kabel lo yimos, so Rashi says tfilas rabim lo yimos. Rashi doesn't seem to say that we're going on the yochid. Rashi says the tfilas rabim lo yimos. So it would seem Rashi had a different pshat. Others say pshat in the Gemara, hein kel kabel lo yimos, that even though there are choytim in the tzibul, but since it is an eis rotzai now, so the Rabbi Nishloim will not be memayis the tvil of the chaitim. So Rabbache b'Rabchinin said, who adin, a zaitike person, also his tviller will not be nimos, because it is an eis rotzai. Now the Gemara brings another posik. Pada b'sholim nafshi mikrovli. David HaMelech said that the Rabbi Nishloim redeemed his nefesh, mikrovli, from the mulchomis that were surrounding me, ki berabim hoyu imodi. It seems that the Chazal learned pshat, ki berabim hoyu imodi, shispalu lu'imi, l'cheiret means not together, the same time. So I davened when they were davening. Tanya nami hochi rab nos neime menayin shene kodish bochu moyis bitfilosin shal rabim shenema hain keil kabel vlo yimos uchsiv podo bisholim nafshi mikrobli ki rabim hoyu imodi. That is the sugye of tfile ba'eish shatsibo mispalula. Now the Gemara is going to say a different pshat in the pasuk. Podo bisholim nafshi Mikrovli ki berabim hoyu imodi. Ama HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol ha'oisik b'teire u'begemilus chasodim u'mispalol im atzibo. A person who is oisik b'teire and gemilus chasodim is mispalol im atzibo. So looking at this, these are the three amudim that the oilom stands on. That's teire, avoide, mispalol im atzibo, gemilus chasodim. Mala ani olov ki ilu pidoani li ulubonai mi bein umei soilom. So the Rebbe Shlom says it is ki ilu, there was a geul already. If these three things ki ilu pidoani li ulubonai mi bein umei soilom. What exactly this means, let us see the Rabbeinu Yoine. Rabbeinu Yoine on the Dafi Harif Taf Dalet Omed Aleph says as follows: Mala Olav Hakosu Kilu Pada'ani Lipni Perish. So the Rabbeinu Yoine says as follows: Kshahoya Beis Hamikdash Kayim, when the Beis Hamikdash was in existence, Hoyos Chus Hamikdash Amir de Kechidish, when the Beis Hamikdash was in existence. So the schus of the Beis Hamikdash was b'makayim schus teire u'gemilus chasodim u'beis haknesses. That means the Beis Hamikdash was in the place of teire gemilus chasodim in tefillin. V'achshav, now that we don't have the Beis Hamikdash, Heim b'mokim beis haknesses. Heim b'mokim beis hamikdash. That's the Bach skilsa. That now we don't have the beis hamikdash. Now we need these three things to duplicate what the beis hamikdash accomplished b'zman habayis. So what is pshat in the Gemara? Uchsha oisik bohem. So when a person is oisik in these three things, nimso shebizchusoy oimdim Yisrael, that means that what the Beis HaMikdash accomplished b'shaitoi is b'schusoi is now being accomplished through Teire, Tefillah, and Gemilas Chasodim. So Shemalov HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kilo Upadam Kimin Sha'imdim b'schusoi k'may nivdim. We have something that is similar and equal to the bayis through his pulis. And that's Teire, Tfile, and Gemilus Chasodim. That's how the Rabbeinu Yoine says Pshat. The Goyim, oh. The Goyin says that, the Gemara says before, that, the Gemara says before that the Rabbi Yishlam says, Oili, Shechrafti yes Beisi, Visorafti yes Echoli, Vihigle Bonai Bein Umis Oilom. So, that is the Matzav of Golos. The Goyin, it said, Echrafti yes Beisi means, that the Rabbi Yishlam doesn't come in the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mailo. It's Chorev Me'en Yoishev. So the Goyin says to that, what a person learns Torah is Ke'ilu his Boine the Beis HaMikdash Shel Mailo. So Rafti Yasei Choli, is that what we daven in the Beis HaKnesses, that's equivalent Ke'ilu the Heichol is kind. Ke'ilu Bones HaHeichol. And in the Golas Bein Umas HaOilom, it seems that the Golas becomes Nimtak, the Chaymer HaGolas becomes lessened to that that Yidin HaGoymul Chasodim Zeloza. That's Ki'ilu P'do'ani. That means the harsh, bitter taste of Golas becomes sweetened through these three pools of Teire, Tfile, and Gemilas Chasodim. Amar Reish Lakish, Kol mi sheyesh loy beis haKnesses beiroi, ve'einoi nichna shom lehispalo. A person has a beis haKnesses beiroi, ve'einoi nichna shom lehispalo. He doesn't go into the beis haKnesses. Nikra shochein ro. So this person is called a shochein ro. Shenema. Koy amar Hashem al kol shcheinai horoim hanoigim benachlo sheim chalte yes ame yes Yisrael. So it's called a shochin ro. Voloi oid al shagoyrim golus loy ulabonov shenema hinini noitsham mi al admosom bez beis Yehuda etosh mitoichem. It's called a shochin ro, which is not a complimentary title. And is Geirim Golos Loyal Lebono. Agabuche, in Mesechtes Derech Eretz Rabba, Perik Yud Aleph, the Goyin's Girse is, Kol mi sheyesh loy beis haKnesses bi'iroi veine nichnashom chayiv mise. Amiridike Mesechtes Derech Eretz, and the Rabbeinu Yoyne Shari Tshuva brings it down. And he has the madreges chiyev misa b'day shemayim kol mi sheyesh loy beis haKnesses b'iroi ve'einei nichnas l'sham. Agavulcha others amadai kol mi sheyesh loy beis haKnesses b'iroi. We learned before in Tosfos bizman chazal most of the Bota Knesiyos were besode. So if a person didn't go out in the sode, which was a dangerous place, he's not called a shochin ro. But if it's b'iroi, the Beis HaKnesses is there, and he doesn't enter the Beis HaKnesses, he's a shochein ro. Now the Tzlach, and this Gemara has two shailas. The Tzlach was a rov, a poisik, noide b'yude. So the Tzlach has two shailas on this Gemara, pshat in the Gemara, and he blinds by a tzorach iyun on both shailas. Shaila number one is as follows. That what Chazal have a taine on this person, Kol mi sheyesh loy beis haKnesses ve'iroi ve'inei nichna shom lispalo. He doesn't enter the beis haKnesses to daven in the beis haKnesses. So what does that mean? Does that mean, even though there's no minyan in the beis haKnesses, but there's the beis haKnesses ve'iroi? And we learned already that there's an inyan. B'mokeim rina shom tei tefila, a person should daven in the beis haKnesses. That's for sure. The zikha is such an inyan. But here, our Gemara said sharp words. The Gemara says he's a, ain't a nichnas l'som, he's a shochin ra, the goyrim goros loyal labono. So, klar tetzlach ha-shaile, does this apply even though there's no minyan? Or this means there's a beis haKnesses with a minyan and he doesn't participate. That's one shaile, and he blives by a tzorachid. A second shaile, he clears. He says, the halacha is, in the din tziruf of asara, you want to put together 10 people to make a minyan. So the halacha is, if you have one person in one room, and there's a window, between this room and the next room. In the next room, there's 9 people, and he's in a separate room. But there's an open window that you can see him. He's visible to the 9 people. So he becomes mitzuref to the minion. That's the halacha in tziruf of a minion. So the tzlach lels a shayla. So what if he's in a room next to the Beis HaKnesses, and he's always davening with the minion. He's there. He lifts up the window shade. He's there. Shalom aleichem, aleichem shalom. But he didn't go into the Beis HaKnesses. Is that sufficient that he's mitzuref to the minion in the Beis HaKnesses, or he has to physically leave his room and go to the Beis HaKnesses? So it lies by a tzorchim on this shayla also. It is very interesting. Rashi on the Rif explains that what Chazal say, he's a shochein ro, he's a bad neighbor. So Rashi says, al kol shcheinai horoim. Rashi on the Rif says as follows: ve'ene yochel loyliy shochein ro. How can one be a neighbor to the Rabbeinu Shalom? It's a shochin ro to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So Rashi says, Elo she'enei bo lahashris eshchinosoi bebeis haknesses. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants to be mashrid the shchin in the beis haknesses. The Rabbeinu Shalom wants to become a shochin. And because of him, he can't come. So that's why he's called a shochin ro. That seems that's the mashmois of Rashi. So lechayre from Rashi, it would seem that the Gemara is speaking about that there's, without him there's no minion. If we're talking about Ashchos Ashchin in the Beis HaKnesses, if he's a Yochid alone, I don't think a Yochid would bring the Ashchos Ashchin in the Beis HaKnesses. So lechayre, it would seem that, Fakert, without him there isn't a minion, and he could have made a minion, and he could have brought the Shchina to the Beis HaKnesses, and he didn't do it. And it would seem from the Iyun Yaakov also the same. The Iyun Yaakov says, why is he goyrim golis loyal labonov? He says, mida keneged mida. He says, just like the Rabbeinu Shalom wanted to be mashre shchinosoi in the minion. And because of him, since he doesn't come, so the Rabbeinu Shalom has to go away, there's no minion. So memeila mida keneged mida, so he sent the shchin in golis, so he's also has to go in golis. Al Koponim, I think, aside from Rashi and aside from the Iyun Yaakov, it would seem that this halacha, kol mi sheyesh le beis haknesses be'irei ve'enenich nesham, is only speaking about when there is a minion, and it seems nochmer, he's not mashlim the minion. Then he's called a shochein ro. Amru lei le Rabbi Yochanan. They told Rabbi Yochanan, Iki Savi Bibovel, that there are Zakanim in Bovel. So the Pnei Yeshua Tachsachmil says that Iki Savi Bibovel, they told him that there's more Iki Savi Bibovel, there's more old people in Bovel than in Eretz Yisrael. That means that statistically, there's more Zakanim in Bovel, number one. So maybe you'll say Bovel was a very healthy place, so therefore there was the Arich HaShamim there. So they told them statistically, the Eden become old in Bovel. The Bavliim there, they die at a young age. So they told them, that was Ikesavi beBovel, that's what Tatnei Yeshua says, God. They told Rabbi Yochanan that there's more Zakanim in Bovel than in Eretz Yisrael, and it's not Bovel because only the Yidden in Bovel are Zeichet Arichas Yomim. Tome Va'oma, so he said, Leman Yirbu Yemeichem Vimei Veneichem Al Adomoksiv. Avul Bechutz Loretz Loi. So he asked Akasha, it's very modern. This Pasuk is God speaking about Mitzvah Mezuzah, the Pnei Yeshua explains. So it would seem mitzvahs mezuzah together with Alo Adomo brings Arichas Yomim. L'man yirbu yemeichem v'ein v'neichem. L'man is going on mitzvahs mezuzah, Alo Adomo. So it seems mitzvahs mezuzah in Eretz Yisrael is mesugel for Arichas Yomim. So why is it in Bovel they have more Arichas Yomim than we have? We don't have this gula that Eretz Yisrael is, and they're better than us. Kiven de omrilei mekadmi umechashchi lebeiknishte. He told them they come early, they come late at night to shul, and they're marich there. Amahainu dahanulu. So this helps them. This is the reason for the Arichas Yomim. Kida Oma Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Livne. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi told the son, Kidimu bachshichu ba'ayvu lebeiknishte ki heichu de teuchu chai. That you should early in the morning go to shul, late at night you should go to shul, and you should stay there a little bit, and you should be there, you should come, talk teglech, and you'll be zeichet tarich ha-shomim. Amar avache b'rab chanina maikro, ashrei odom sheimeyali lishkoid al dalsosai yoim yoim, lishmel mezuzais psochoi echsiv basrei ki moitzi motzochayim. There's a medrash that says, Lishmer mezuzai psochai. So the medrash says, V'chiyesh mezuzah bebotei knisiyais. There's no mezuzah. They should watch the mezuzahs. There's no mezuzah in a shul. It's not a beis dira. So the medrash answers, Elama mezuzah eini zoz min ha-pesach, kahu eini zoz mi botei knisiyais. That he's there like the mezuzah, just like the mezuzah doesn't leave the shul, he also doesn't leave the shul. He's marich, he takes time, he's there in the shul. So these mezuzahs is moitzi motzachayim. This is more mesugal than the mitzvah's mezuzah in Eretz Yisrael. That what a person is doing a pula what a mezuzah does. He doesn't leave the shul so quickly. He's marich in the botei knesiyos. I was thinking, it's a very interesting Gemara. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi told his son, Kadimu v'chashichu v'aylu lebeiknishte. He told them he should go early in the morning, go late at night to stay there. Ki heiche detolchu chayu. You should live long. L'chayre, we're speaking about G'dayle Olam. I mean, you have to do a mitzvah shaloy lishmo. He tells them, you want to live long. Stay in the Beis HaKnesses. I mean, he should have told him there's a mitzvah, Ashrei Adam. Why did you have to tell him of it to live long? He needed the incentive. Perhaps the story is told the Chassam Sofer used to daven very long. He used to daven a long Shemayin Esrei. There was a person in the shul that couldn't stomach it. Such a long Shemayin Esrei. So once after Chassam Sofer finished Shemayin Esrei, he says, you know, when you were davening Shemayin Esrei, I finished two blot. So the Chassam Sofer says, don't worry, I'll live long and I'll be able to live more, but learn more blot than you learned with your Kutzah Shemayin Esrei. I'll live long and I'll be able to learn more blot. It seems could be his children didn't want to be marich in the shul too long. They wanted to go to the Beis Medrash. So he told them, you want to learn. You go to the shul, you'll be makadmi, you'll be machashchi, you're afraid that your day is not so long, but you'll be able to live longer, that way you'll be able to learn more. Could be that shot in the Gemara. Let us see Rashi. Pade bishalim napshi, ze she osak bedivrei sholem. A person who is oisik bedivrei sholem. What is divrei sholem? Dahainu teire, dechsi vechol nesi vaiseo sholem. Vechein gmilus chasodim nami sholem hu. Gmilus chasodim is also sholem. Why? Shemitoich shegoimol chesed begufoi lechaveiroi. A person does a teive begufoi, who makir shuoi avai, he sees, he realizes that he loves him. Uboli de achle v'sholem. That brings friendship and sholem. Hinini noitshem yalad mosam sefer dikro. Mekad mi shachris, mechashchi arvis, kloima ma'arichin bebeis haknesses. These people are there long. Not only they're longer, they're sure to come early and they're sure to stay late. Omar Rav Chisda said, lo'ilam yichnas adam shnei psachim. The Beis HaKnesses. A person should when he goes into shul, he should enter Shnei Psochim. So the Gemara says, Shnei Psochim Sal Kedaitoch. You have to go through two doors before you go into the shul. Ela Eima Shir Shnei Psochim V'acha Kach Yispalo. He should enter a Shir of Shnei Psochim V'acha Kach Yispalo. What does this mean, Shir Shnei Psochim? So Rashi says, Shir Shnei Psochim Reichav. The width of two doors you should enter into the shul. That means, Bizman Chazal, the doors had a standard width. The width was 4 amis. Another place it says 4 tvachim, but the Pesachim, the Chashulchan, another say 4 amis. Taisus also brings down 4 amis. So two doors are 8 amis. So when a person comes into the shul, he should not daven by the door. He should go in deep into the shul, 8 amis after the door, and then he should daven. Shalai shnei psachim roichev yikonis lefnim, shalai yeshev samoch lepesach. He shouldn't sit near the door. The nira olav kemasi ikav beis hakneses. It seems if he's by the door, v'yemizumin samach lepesach lotzeis. It seems from his actions that he's ready to leave already. So when a person goes in, he should takabi aknise. He should go in to the shul, deep into the shul, and then daven there. Let us see the Bach ois koten hay. The Bach brings down a taisu. Dira maschle shir shnei psochim. Perish bekunterish shir beis psochim mamish tzorich likonis lebeis haknesses. So he has to enter a shir of two doors. Shir roichev beis psochim shehem ches amis. This is a shir of 8 amis. So Taisvis says, Avul ze einoi. Taisvis doesn't like this pshat. The ma'achar shu yoyser bebeis haknesses. Mali samach lepesach, mali einei samach. He's sitting in shul, so what? Basically doesn't like Rashi's pshat. V'chein im hoya beis haknesses tzav. What if you have a small shul? V'hoya sham roi v'am bal korach leishev korach v'samach lepesach. I mean, how can you put down a law that one has to sit 8 amis away from the door? What do you do with a small shul in a big oilam? Elohochi perushe, shulo yemaya lispalel miyad ksheba bebeis haknesses, elo yeshev miyad, kidei shetis yashev datei olov, shegamze ein dover hogan lahaschul miyad shenira olov kemasa. Before he starts davening, he should sit down the time it takes to walk 8 amis. That is berach 16 feet. He should sit down first, and then be miyashiv daitoi, and then he should daven. So Taisus learns it doesn't mean a physical 8 amis away from the door. It means he should wait a zman of 8 amis before he starts davening. It's very interesting. The Sefonu says pshat by Yaakov Avinu. It said v'shev shom. He told them, you should sit down, and then you should make a mizbeach. So the Sefonu says, pshat, vayishlach, I think. So the Sefonu says, pshat, before you make the mizbeach, first, after your journey, sit down, b'miyashiv daitcho, b'mechavin, and then make the mizbeach. And he says, that's the makor of the Chassidim of Rishayim, which we'll have later, shal yushayim shal achas koidem atfile. Well, kaponim, one should not jump into atfile, just entering the Beis HaKnesses, there should be such a shir. Others say a different reason it should be 8 amis away. Others say it should be 8 amis away, that he shouldn't look outside. It might distract him. If he's 8 amis away from the door, so he has nothing, even though L'chei is going in the other direction, Bal Koponim, he wouldn't have the outside to distract him. It is very interesting, the Rabbeinu Yaine, I would think the Rabbeinu Yaine is l'shitosai. The Rabbeinu Yaine, when he brings down this halacha, again, this is daf dalet amad dalet. So the Rabbeinu Yaini says, La'olam yichnas adam shir shnei psachim v'achar kach yispalo. Hatam, the reason is b'mnei shelo yeiroe kemi sheroitze lotzei. This is Rashi's pshat. It shouldn't look like he wants to go out. Ve'inene b'yeshivas beis haknesses. So the Rabbeinu Yaini says, V'davke b'imehem. He says, this halacha applied Bizman Chazal, Shloi Hoya Moke Miyuchid L'chol Echad V'Echad. Each person did not have a special place in the shul. So the Shaila is, so why did you pick out to sit by the door? So you're showing with your actions that you're 1 foot out of the shul already. Aval Achshav Shekol Echad V'Echad Makir Es Mekaymoy. He says, nowadays each one has his seat. In yesh le'mokim miyuchad eitzel ha-pesach, ein bekach klum, shedove yedu, shein yeshiv shom el derech kviyis. Nowadays if you sit by the door, so there's no avla, because everyone knows that's his seat. So the Rabbeinu Yaini explains, bizman chazal, there wasn't a mokim kavur. Now we learned before, a person should be kevei a mokim l'tfilosoi, and I told you then there's a machloikis to Rabbeinu Yaini in the Rosh. Rabbeinu Yaini says that the whole din of kviyas mokim b'tfilos is only when he davens at home. Because when he davens in shul, so the mokim is a mokim tfilos, so it's no difference where you stand. So Rabbeinu Yaini l'shitosai could say such a shtiktayre, that bizman chazal, there was no one had a mokim kavua, else the gemara, the whole din mokim kavua was only in the house. And it seems out practicality, it wasn't necessary to have a mokim kavua. Now we have a mokim kavur. But according to the Rishonim, according to the Rosh, that the Rosh learned that there's a mitzvah to be kevei a mokim afilu in shul, so then it's very modernist. So l'chayre, so if each person has a mokim kavur, so how could we say Rashi's pshat? I mean, he's there because he has to be there. Others al pi musil say, that la'olam yichnas adam shnei psachim bebeis haknesses v'achar kach yispalu, that the two psachim he has to open up. One, he has to be peseach liboy, the leiv has to daven, that's avodah shebaleiv, nishi peseach tivtach es yotcha, he should open up his hands, he should give tzedakah, ani betzedek echzef onecha, the Gemara says that a person should first give tzedakah and then be mispalo. So these are the two psochim he has to open up, which are normally closed, the heart and the hand. If he opens up these two psochim, then the tefillah gate asach ringe. The Gemara says further, al zois yispalo kol chosid la'eis mitzoy. Now, Zeus is Malko Chosi, they lecho la eis mitzoy. Omar Rabchanine, la eis mitzoy, zu ishe. Shenema, mozo isha, mozo toy. That a person should be mitzpalo for an isha, mozo isha, mozo toy. Let me share for you a vote I was nischadish to me a few weeks ago. It's called Lemes. They tell over that Elter Rebocha came over to Rav Nochem, Zechayin Rebocha, the Mirror Rosh Yeshiva, and he was having problems. He couldn't find the Shidduch. So Rav Nochem told him, he says, I'll tell you what's wrong with you. He says, the Gemara says in the beginning of Kedushin, the Gemara says, why do you say, ki yikach ish isha, barko yishal ish, lachzarach isha, a man usually looks for a woman. So the Gemara says, "Moshel le'echod she'ovad aveide." A person lost an aveide. Mi marzer al mi? Who looks for the bal aveide? Marzer al aveidosai. The bal aveide looks for his aveide. That's what the Gemara says. So Rav Nochem told him. He says, so the Gemara tells you have to look for an aveide. He says, you're looking for a metziah. A metziah you don't find so easy. That's why an elter rebocha. You're going with the wrong approach. You have to look for an aveide. Ad kan divrei Rav Nochem. So I had a kasha, the Gemara says over here to Metzia. Al zeis yispalo kol chosid la'eis mitzoy, zu ishe, shenema al motzo isha, motzo toiv. Eishes chayel mi yimso. It's called a metziah. So lochere hakasha and rabnochem. But achsem the teretz is poshet. Yispalo for tefillet with the rabbeinu shel olam. The rabbeinu shel olam is yispalo for metziah. That's for sure. Because be'etzem, the Oilus of Ephraim explains why is an isha called a metziah. A metziah someone gets without deserving it. A person doesn't earn a metziah. He gets it for free. He says, the shleimus, a person is zoiche, through an isha taive. There's no one in the world that can come up with maisim taivim that is deserving of such a shleimus. So therefore, eishes chayel mi yimtza, motza isha motza taiv. So you have to be misfalo to the Rabbein Shalom for a metziah. That's in the thrill to the Rabbein Shalom. But when you're looking, don't look for metzies. That Rav Nochem said, just look for Avedis and maybe misfalo for metzies. Al kaponim, azayis yispalo kol chosi de lecho la'is metzoy, amar abchanina la'is metzoy zu isha shenema motzo isha motzo toy. B'maharove in Eretz Yisrael, ki nosiv inish itza, when someone got married, omri lai ochi. So they asked him, motza oi moitze. Motza dechsiv, motza isha, motza toi, v'yofik rotze me'esh Hashem. V'yofik rotze me'esh Hashem. Moitze dechsiv, moitze animar mimoves esa isha. It would seem from the Gemara that they didn't ask him the whole pasuk. They asked him, motza and moitze. So we learned Pashit Pshat because you know the pasuk. I say Motza Moitzi, you can figure it out. But there's a Moira Diki Goyin. The Goyin says the whole sod state in the Motza or the Moitzi. If we look at it, Motza is a Loshen Ova and Moitzi is a Loshen Hoive. So the Goyin says the mind of a person works as follows. If he gets something good, he gets used to it right away. So when he finds the isha toiva motzo isha, he found a good wife. The first day he was very happy, he complimented her, he thanked the Rabbeinu Shalom, and that's finished. That now it's taken for granted. If something's going no good, so each day it's bitter for him. Moitzi ani yase isha mar mimovis. Every day he finds that she's mar mimovis. That's for Kelty. Each day the situation gets aggravated more and more. That's pshat. So in the motz and the moitzeh state the ganze yisod. This is a very shvere gemore, which I will not attempt to explain. What was their business? That's one kasha. Number two, there's a loshen hara dekeshayil over here, which the Chofetz Chaim speaks about. The teretz of the Chofetz Chaim I also don't understand, so I won't go into that. But al kaponim the motz and moitzeh, we can understand the. But al kaponim the nekuda was motza moitzi. Others say davken eretz Yisrael they asked the shayla. Why davken eretz Yisrael? B'marove. So they bring down from the mekabolim say like this, that in there's a stira of two maimori chazal. There's one maimor chazal aboim yoyim koydim yitziras havlad machizim bas ploini leploini. That is ibig is min hashemayim machizim bas ploini leploini. There's another Maimah Chazal that says that Mizavgim Lefi Maisov, whatever he deserves, that's what he gets. So then it doesn't have to Aboim Yoim Koidim Yetzirah Sablat. So the Mekabolim answer, it matters. If he's in Eretz Yisrael, then it's Min HaShemayim. If it's in Chutzlal, it's Lefi Maisov. So others say pshat like this. In Chutzlal, no one will ask him such a thing, Motza Moitzi, because then he has to say on himself, it's Lefi Maisov, so no one will dare ask such a question. And Eretz Yisrael, it's not his fault. It was Aboyim and Kaim Mitzirah Savlat. So then they can ask the question now, Kapon. That's what others want to say, Pshat.
Gav nosim oma la'eis mitzoy zu teire. Shenema ki moitzi motzo chayim. That a person should be mispalo for teire. Teire needs tefillin. Gav nachman ba yitzrik oma la'eis mitzoy zu mise. Shenema lamoves toitzois. That a person should be mispalo, Rashi says, let us see the Rashi, yispalo la'es mitzoy, yispalo shim mitzuyim loik she yitztarach. When he'll need it, it should be motzli. La'es mitzoy zu mise, she yomus v'mise yofo v'nocha. Because there are many eifanim how a person leaves this world. Shenema la'amoviz teitzoiz, tanya namihochi teisha meyiz, ushloisha minei mise nivru bo'ilom, shenema la'amoviz teitzoiz, teitzoiz begematri yohochi, that's 903, koshe shebekulon askero, the most painful, niche shebekulon, the easiest, is mises nishike, Askre damye, Mrs. Askre similar ke chizre begavova da amro de la chayre nishra. Mrs. Askre similar, you have thorns that are, you have wool that's entangled in thorns, that when you throw away, when you take out the thorns, so it takes along with it part of the wool. Ve'ike da amri kipeturi befi veshet. Rashi says there were certain places, certain ships, which the boards of the ships were not connected with metal. And the Rishash explains, because there were certain places in the ocean that there's a magnetic power that if there would be metal in the ships, it would pull down the ship. So the ships, the boards of the ship were attached with thick rope, and there were holes in the boards, and the rope filled up the hole completely. That's the, and it would be very difficult to schlep the rope out of the hole. So pulling it out together, that's similar to Mrs. Askere. Neshike damye kemishchel benisa michalbo. Mrs. Neshike is similar that one takes out a hair from milk. I once heard from Rabbi Yankiv Zecheinu Levroche, he said, what is Chazal telling us with this mashal? Chazal give a mashal, you have thorns and wool, and you have a hair and milk. So he says, Chazal are depicting the process of Misa. The process of Misa is the neshama leaves the guf. So let's speak about these two mishalim. So you have one case, you have wool and thorns. So which is the goof? Mistama, the goof is the thorns, that the goof is taken out of the wool and thrown away, and the neshama is the wool. In the second marshal, you have a hair and milk, so the hair, mistama, is nimshal to the goof, you take out the hair and throw it away, and then the milk is the neshama. So he says, what's the difference between these two cases? So he says, in the first case, when you schlep the thorns, some wool goes along with it. You take out the hair, the milk remains intact. He says, Chazal are telling us as follows. There's sometimes, Achman and Etzvon, a person has a misa of Yisurim. He's writhing in pain. He's in terrible pain. So the Yisurim takes away Ashtik on the Shama also. That means the Nisoyin is so great. He has kashes. Why is this happening? Why and what and when? So the process of misa takes away Ashtik on the Shama also. By Mises Nishike, it is only a separation of the guf and the neshama. The neshama remains intact. Let us see Rashi. Askere, it is shebeseich haguf. This is a croup in the guf, a choking type of a nachla. Kechizre begavove da amro v'la'achoyre nishcha. So Rashi says, ka'anfei hasirim, if you have branches with thorns, Anisvochim begizas atzema, which are in they're mixed up in they're caught in wool. Kshaodom noitek bechazoke mashloch leocher, when a person tears it out, when a person is throwing away the thorns, so some of the wool comes together with the thorns. Kipitur b'fiveshit yamek yonis yesh per mekayim esheini mekabel barzel. It was not practical to have any metal on the ship. Umechaberin luche asvine, and the boards of the ship are attached aydei chavolim va'akolim shatoich mebinokvol, through thick ropes which are stuck into the holes in the board. The toiken oise bedoichek lefishen gasim kemidas hanekev. This rope is the exact same size of the hole. Piturei chavolim, the metagaminim, piturei tzitzim atunim, ropes. The viveshet hu anekev shu ogul ke viveshet. Kemishcha benisa mechelba, someone will take out a hair from milk. Kemishcha nimaseya mitaycha chol. Rabbi Yochanan amar la'eis mitzay zu kvura.
A person should be mispalo, but he should have a good kvura. He's not finished with the misa. He should be mispalo for a good kvura.
Amar Rab Chanine maikro hasmeichim elai elegil yosisu kiyimtu kovel.
Those who are happy for things that will bring simcha, they'll be happy when they'll find a kevel.
When a rabbi barav shila heine domri inshi liboy inshi rachmi afilu ad zibura bas reise.
A person should be meure rachmim till the last shovelful of kvure it should go bisholim.
Ad zibura bas reise shalma.
So one has to be mispalu for that also. That's also la eis mitzoy.
Mazutra ma la eis mitzoy ze beis hakisei.
That a person should have a beis hakisei which should be close to him.
Let's see what Rashi says. Zibula bas chayso shalma sheilei sholem kol yemechayo. Vaf biyoyim kvurosoi ad hashlochas ofer achroine shebekisei kvurosoi.
Till the last amount of dirt that's thrown in the kever.
Ziburo, that's from a shovelful.
Leis mitzoy ze beis hakise sheido b'mokim sheyesh beis hakise somoch loy.
Lefi shehoysa karko shel bovel mitzulas mayim,
ben yecheilim lachber shom chviroitz.
Bovel was a very watery place, and it was impossible to have botei kisois near the houses. Vo yitzrichim lotzeis besodeis ulischachik miyoy.
So therefore, one should be mispalo for this.
Amri b'marove hoda marzutre adife mikulu.
This is the best pshat.
Could be in the le'eis. When he will need a beis hakisei, it will be motzui.
Could be this is the best pshat in the posik. That's how others learn pshat.
And others say in tzorech, since without a beis hakisei being close, there's problems, there's health problems, there's problems of tefillah, the tefillosai teyeva, there's problems of al tishaktsu. So therefore, a lot can be accomplished if a beis hakisei is motzi.
Omer leirove l'rafrum ba'pope. Leimelon mar mahani mili ma'oyese da'amrit mishmei v'rafchizdi b'mili de'beik nishtem.
You said over nice things about a beis hakneses.
So tell us over some of these nice things.
Amar lehochi amar Rav Chisda, may dechsiv oyev Hashem shari tzion mikol mishkanos Yaakov. Oyev Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam loves shaorim hamutzionim bahalocha. Yaiser mi botei kneisiris o mi botei midrashis.
The Rebbeinu Shalom loves shiorim amitzionim aloche more than botei kneisiris o botei midrashis.
The shaila is, what are these shiorim amitzionim behaloche?
What is this different than a beis hamedrash?
The Rebbeinu Yoine seems to say that a beis hamedrash was not a mokim that there was kavua lil my teire.
They learned there, but it wasn't a mokim kavua.
Yeah, he had a night koilo, a shir at night, but it wasn't a mokim that they learned there betmidis.
Shorim amitzuyonim ba'aloche is a place where they learned bekvias.
If I'm not mistaken, others say that the ikar maila is that they learned shmaitz alibi de hilchasim.
Vahayne doma rabchiyya barami mishmei de ule, miyoyim shechora beis hamikdosh, ein le lakadish bohu boi lomoi, ela arba amei shal aloche bulbat.
The next thing that can duplicate the beis hamikdosh is the arba amei shal aloche.
Vahama rabbi, meireish have a gerisno begoy beisno.
In the beginning, I used to learn in my house.
Umatzlino bebeik nishto.
And I used to go to shul to daven. Kiven de shamano lahod amar abchiyah barami mishmei de ule miyoyim shechora beis amigdosh ein le lakadosh baruch hu bo ilomi ala arba ami shal alochel bovat the chshivis of dalet ami shal alochel lai have matzlina laheche de gerisna. So I davened where I learned. Before we'll see Rashi on this Gemara, let us see our Rabbeinu Yoine. Rabbeinu Yoine brings two pshatim in this Gemara. And Rashi seems to say a third pshat. Let us just see in one shtickle before the Dibur HaMasal, Eiv Hashem Shariziyin, just want to say a line in that Dibur HaMasal, he says, the Milo Shom Etzion Belocher, Shesham Kviyas HaTayre V'Aro B'chol Yoyim, and this is more Choshe Mibotik Nisiz Mibotim Midroshe Shaloyim Dibem Lofi Shot, Roshe Yisle Posik, the Botim Midroshe means it wasn't a full day Beis HaMedrash, Mibnei Shemekoymois HaKvuyim Heim b'mokayim beis hamikdash. The mokayim that's kavu al teira. This is b'mokayim. This is in place. This duplicates the beis hamikdash. Now let's see the next rabbeinu yoine. El rabbeinu yamudi eiched aviyosvi v'golsei. Or they davened where they used to learn. Pirushon ad rabbeinu yoine brings down a machlokes of rishonim pshat in this gemara. Pirushon rabbeinu tzofazal. Shafilu beloi asora hayu oisin kei. It seems he learned at home, and he says he used to go and daven in shul. But now that he heard that ein lakadosh baruch hu dalam yishal alocha bovat, he stayed home and he didn't go to shul. So the chachmei tofa said pshat that even though there was no aminyan, there wasn't a minyan, and he davened the yechidis. It's more a place where someone is learning day and night. Tells the chfor. If I'm not mistaken, Rav Chaim Voloshiner says that we have to realize that the Dalet Ami Shel Alocher is equivalent to the Kodesh HaKodoshim. The Iker Ashros Hashchim Ein LaKodesh Baruch Hu Dalet Ami Bulbat. Now, when the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKodoshim, he didn't schlep a minion along with him. He was there in the Kodesh HaKodoshim. He davened there. We say in the Tfilas Musaf of Yom Kippur, Chizuk Tfilas Hagans Klal Yisrael. And that was a Mokim Shenis Kabul Tfilosai. So he says, a person who wears a mokim that he learns there b'kviyas day and night, so this is the Beis HaMikdash. The Beis HaMikdash, the davening of the Beis HaMikdash, afilu b'yechidis, it's more choshuv than to daven in the shul with a minyan. K'dem ridin, oiva kodesh boch, shom etzion b'aloch, yoysim b'tiksis. That's the chachmei atzofa. So the Tzlach asks a very pertinent question on the Chachmei Atzofas. We started off tonight learning a Gemara. Amar le Rav Yitzchok le Rav Nachman, my time le Yosi ma'al le Beit Knishta. Why didn't you come to shul? So why didn't you come to shul? Look, I was home. I davened at home. Akasha, why didn't you come to shul? The Gemara says that it's better. According to these Rishayim, it's better to daven b'yichidus. So the Tzlach says, Akocha will have to say that Rav Nachman did not have a Beis Medrash in his house. He didn't learn in his house. You need a Mokim Kabur. The Mokim Kabur was not in his house. So therefore, he asked the Makash why he didn't come to shul. This is Shitas Chachmei Tzofas. The Rabbeinu Moshe Zal Pirish, the Rambam says Pshat, no. Shloi Omru Ela Basora, Has V'Sholom. Aminyan is more Choshu. Ishazicha daven with a minion. Ain't philosophy shalodim nishmas ala betzibu. No, he has a minion over there. Vim taimas of Rabbeinu Yoine asks shivin shabasor oyum mispalim. So what's the big deal? He has a minion in his house and he doesn't go to shul. No, so what's better, the minion in the shul than the minion in his house? Ma chidish bol hashmeinu shechoshuv mokum kviyas ha-teire yoisem ibeis ha-knesset. Shereitah my Beis HaKnesses, so he has the same thing in his house, but they haven't shul. There's a minion there and there's a minion in his house.
יש להם שבו להשמיעינם, שאף על פי שבבייס הכנסת מסקפצם הרבה בני אדם. וזה המניין אין שול. וזה ריזיקה עומדם אין די שול. וברוי ועם הדרס מלך. So the kvorit ha-melech is in the shul. Afilu hochi yoysa yiroitzim lispalo ba-asore. Bilvad be-beis midrosham. Ba-asore bilvad be-beis midrosham. Lispalo ba-beis ha-knesses im ha-tzibu. So that is shitas ha-rambam. That the gemara means that a minyan in the beis medrash be-beis is more choshev than b'roiv am adras melech in the shul. Now let us see Rashi. Hamitzuyonim, so Rashi says, Tziyon vasifas tzibu. Rashi is very unclear over here what Rashi is telling us. Sheorim amitzuyonim ba'alochim. So the Tzlach explains that Rashi Shita is, Rashi is more than the Rambam. Rashi Shita is this schus that ein lakodish bochol daladami shal alochim. And it's misugal to daven there. So Rashi Shita is it is only misugal for the person who's learning there. It doesn't work for everyone. A person who is learning bekvias, bebeisai, so that is achshivas. Number one. And number two, you need a sifa sibo. Tziyoin de mitzuyonim. That means the mitzuyon. You have a tzibur of mitzuyonim bahaloch. You have a minyan. Not that he learns there the whole day and he calls in a minyan. No, if he has to call in a minyan, he goes to shul better. The Reiv HaMadras Melech is better than his minyan. But if you have a tzibur of mitzuyonim bahaloch, they learn there. You have a tzibur of mitzuyonim. So that tzibur is more choshev than the Reiv HaMadras Melech. Rabami ve Rabasi av al gav da havelu tleisa be knishta be Tverje, even though there were 13 bote knesis in Tverje, le matzle el beini amudi hechada ve garzi. They used to daven in the exact place where they used to learn. So Rashi says, beini amudi she beis ha-medrish nochin aleyem milamaylo. Ve'omar Rabchie bar Ami mishmei de'ulev. Abchia Barama said in the name of Ule Godel Hanene Miyegia Kapo Miyegia Kapo Yoiser Miyerei Shamayim. The Ilu Gabi Yerei Shamayim by Yerei Shamayim Ksiv Ashrei Ish Yerei Es Hashem. The Ilu Gabi Nene Miyegia Ksiv Yegia Kapecho Kisoichel Ashrecho Betoivloch Ashrecho Boilam Hazeh Betoivloch Loilam Habo. Lagabi Reishamayim v'toyvloch leksive. It's a very interesting maimer that a nenem yigia kapov is greater from a Reishamayim. By a Reishamayim, it doesn't say v'toyvloch loilam abo. And a nenem yigia kapov, it says v'toyvloch loilam abo. So the question arises: is the nenem yigia kapov is not a Reishamayim? Is he going to have loilam abo? And if he's a Yerei Shemayim also, so why does he get Olam Haba and Yerei Shemayim doesn't get Olam Haba? It's a very difficult Gemara to understand. So Rav Chaim Volozhiner in Pirkei Avos in Ruach Chaim says a Moira Dikri Pshat in the Gemara. And the Chayfet Hashem from the Chaim HaKodesh says the same Pshat. They say as follows. There are two types of people. There's one person who realizes that he main kemach ain't tayre. He has to eat, that's for sure. So how does one get to eat? So there are two ways. One can sit and learn, and then there's a yisachas vulan affair. I'm learning, and there'll be tamchi de yarais. That's one way. There's another way that, no, it is the one yisachas vulan. He's going to work the minimum amount that should have what to eat. Yigia kepecha kisaychu. And then the rest of the time he learns. Comes out perhaps he has more time the first one has more time to learn than the second one. Fine. But there's a moiradik difference between the first one and the second one. What's the difference? The difference is as follows. The first one, who made a Yisachar Zvulun deal,
So the toiv in Olam Haba won't be in Gansen Hitz. That means when it'll come to Olam Haba, and there'll be a nice shtickle of Gan Eden that's being served in Olam Haba, so he's waiting with outstretched hands. So say, wait a minute, there's someone else that gets half of it. The Zvulun gets half of it. So the toiv of Olam Haba will not be loch. It won't be in Gansen yours. You have to share. Masha'en came. The nenim yigia kapov, there'll be toiv loch. The whole toiv will be yours. There was no shutif in your learning. You supported yourself, so the toiv will be loch. They bring down from the Damascus, and the Damascus Eliezer says from the Chsam Soifa, Amoyre de Kibot. The Pasuk says, Smach zvulun b'tzeisecho v'yisocho b'yoyholecho. So the Sefri says, Smach zvulun b'tzeisecho. Zvulun is happy b'tzeisecho. So the Sefri says b'tzeisecho min ha'ilam. When zvulun dies, he's happy. V'yisocho, and yisocho is happy b'yoyholecho. So the Chasam Sofer said pshat as follows: the zvulun, he's the taimach v'yareise. So in this world, he does mitzvahs, he supports Torah, he doesn't realize what an investment he made. When will Zvulun be b'simcha? B'tzeisecha. When he'll leave this world, and he'll see what an investment he made, he was a taimach d'reis, m'yredik. Then the simcha will be b'shleitz. That's by Zvulun. Smach yisocha, when is yisocha happy? B'yoyalecha. Avervelt, he looks at the Zvulun, and he wakes up, and he works. I'm sitting in the Beis Medrash all day. When he's in the oil of the Beis Medrash, he's very happy. But when b'tzeisei min ha'olam, then he starts thinking over twice if he did the right thing. Because a chelik of his learning goes to the zvulun. So therefore, the smach yisocher is b'yoy alecha, not b'tzeisecha. By zvulun, it's b'tzeisecha. Afal pikein, the chepetz Hashem says, because that was bavke b'zman chazal. B'zman chazal, he said they had moigadike moiches, moigadike koiches. So it was possible, ashrecha v'toivloch, he could have oilam hazik, never oilam hab, could have everything. He says, but bizmanenu, he says, if a person will start being a giyah kapecha kisoichu, but a gonish of him. Nish kan oilam hava, nish gonit, not toiv loch, not pa toiv loch, he won't learn, period. So he said, bizmanenu, so me kenne bashtein as beide zon hobben, so the yisoche hobben, so the zvulen hobben, and me mele, and that's the anhoge, bizmanenu. There's one more pshat that, Goyin wants to say on this Gemara a very interesting pshat. The Goyin says that there are two types of Lame Day Torah. There's one Lame Day Torah that he doesn't have a conflict in learning. He has a moiridike geshmak in learning. He enjoys it tremendously, and he learns with a moiridike abba to the Rabbeinu Shloim. There's another Lame Day Torah that he doesn't have that. It's murder. But he's a reish amayim. He's not allowed to battle. So he learns. So Chazal tell us, Godol hanenem yigia kapov, yaisem yireish amayim. So the Goyin says, the mefoshim kler, a person which learns takot hameyodik islavis, another one is fighting, which one is better? So they said, the one with the islavis is better. Because they say the others did never yaitzah hore, and the others was ziche bigger than us. So the Melos of the Goyin says as follows. Godol hanenem yigia kapov. A person who's learning and does it with a ave is yaisem yirei shemai. Why? So he says, by him it's oilam chotire b'chayecho. He's zoichete is oilam habe and oilam hazeh. So ashrecho b'oilam hazeh, his oilam hazeh is equivalent to the oilam habo of the yirei shemai. And the Olam Haba of this one who is Nenemi Giyakapov is much greater than the Olam Haba of Yenet. So that's what the Gemara is telling us. The Gemara is telling us that by the Nene it says, Ashrei Ish Yirei Es Hashem, and then it says by the Nenemi Giyakapov, it says, Giyakapech Kiseichel Ashrecha V'toivloch. So by Olam Hazeh, The Nenem Yigia Kapov is already the Olam Haba of the Yirei Shemayim. And the Olam Haba of the Nenem Yigia Kapov, that the Yirei Shemayim is never Zeichet to him.